Busted Pencils is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy!
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
We are educated educators talking education. I am Dr. Tim Slecker. It is Tuesday night. It is Busted Pencils. Going it alone, but definitely on the board, though. Got my wonderful assistant tonight. Going to jump in, I'm sure, and some color commentary.
Oh, yeah.
While Johnny is still on the side, just taking some time. And we appreciate the fact that when someone needs time, we are always going to step up and say, take that time for yourself, because it matters.
That's right. Shout out to Johnny.
Yeah, but Johnny, we're thinking about you. Holy crap. Who would have thought after, 2 weeks ago when we decided to take Rick Santorum to task for his misunderstanding of critical race theory, that here we are back now and it's all the news. In fact, CNN last night talking all about it, having lots of people on critical race theory. What is it? What's it not? All I know is that for some reason, my neighbor is really frightened by critical race theory, Evan. So, this is the issue. Your neighbor is frightened by CRT, critical race theory. Now, I want to ask them what they're frightened about, but I can't ever get any of them to actually come in or talk to me. Of course it's a horrible, horrible thing. And so we put this out there on Facebook and put it out there now for anybody listening to make sure that you're out there. 844-967-2789. First caller with the definition of critical race theory. We got a free Busted Pencils t-shirt for you tonight. Think about that, man.
They're nice shirts, too.
Free swag, man. Free swag, truly. And our Howard Zinn quote on the back of that. But, yeah, what is critical race theory? All we know is that most people don't know what it is, but we do know that we're frightened.
It's radical, I guess. It makes a lot of sense to me when it's explained, with an even keel.
Yeah, so we'll try to do that first. And again, seriously, if you want to jump in and you want to take a shot at it, because we're going to talk a little bit, because it is Busted Pencils, it is fully leaded education talk. We are an education show, so one of the things we like to do is provide an education.
Every now and again.
Every so often. So what is critical race theory? Other than what your neighbor is frightened of, does anybody out there really know truly what it is, where are the origins, what's it come from, what are they talking about? My sense is no.
No, that's a hard no, yeah, too.
It's a hard no.
This is a dense subject.
Oh, it's a very dense subject, but we do know this, that my neighbor and GOP and Republicans absolutely are convinced that they know what it is, and it is going to ruin everything. Nothing can get the hackles going just like that. Okay, there is nothing more disturbing to a conservative than critical race theory. If you ask them what's disturbing about it, I don't know. Great article, though, in The Atlantic, the GOP's critical race theory obsession. We got a call.
Yeah,
we got somebody going in for. Is this a T-shirt call? Maybe.
No, man, this guy's all substance. We got Tom from L.A.
L.A. Tom, what's happening, man?
Hey, man. First off, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And Republicans are horrible for business, and let's not forget that.
Okay.
Okay. I think what you mean by critical race theory, and yes, I am going for a T-shirt.
All right.
Basically, they think in their minds that all the people of color are going to take over the white people and do to them what they had done what they had done to them the opposite way.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it presented as a sort of
It's an overthrowing of white people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
It's delegitimizing whiteness.
Yes.
You know, and white privilege. Okay. So so far, LA Tomlin, it's not the T-shirt because you got to give me my neighbor's definition. I'm looking for the definition of critical race theory.
Got it. All right, I lost that.
We're going to give you, you know, but think about it. So if what you just said, and in fact we would say that, this is what my neighbor, and I use my neighbor loosely, and my neighbor, if you're out there listening, I'm not talking to you, unless you are my neighbor who is really upset by critical race theory. What L.A. Tom just did was actually told us what my neighbor is frightened by because of misunderstanding is not even a good word, because misunderstanding gives it like as if, oh, crap, I didn't know that. It's ignorance and it's fear. And that's so if it's not.
Paranoia.
Yeah. So Tom, what might it be then if we were going to frame it from, okay, this is something that makes sense. How would you describe critical race theory if it made sense to you?
If it made sense to me?
Yeah.
Well, it's a myth, first off. Man, you got me thinking.
No, it's interesting because you did present us with the flip side.
Yeah, gave us the great... Yeah. Reverse
with the misrepresentation, the overcompensation, you know, that sort of angle. But go ahead.
Are they thinking that the white people need to be breeding more, so therefore they can overtake the people of color?
No, I see where your mind is at, because at the end of the day, this is a fairly progressive liberal. It's a liberally minded.
It's liberal progressive.
Concept.
Even that, but even critical race theorists. This is rebelling even against liberalism in and of its point. Tom, though, here's the deal. I keep stay on. Let's talk about this. You absolutely, though, you get the T-shirt. Anybody else, though, out there, too, that we've got more than enough T-shirts for Tom. We're going to make sure. Tom, what size is that? So we just in case I forget.
Extra large.
Extra large. Okay, excellent. We got one extra large. Anybody else, though, another T-shirt, 844-967-2789. So, Tom, here is the definition by the founder of this movement, Derrick Bell, the father of critical race theory in the 70s. So Bell explained, and I'm quoting from the Atlantic article that I referenced, quote, the theory's proponents argue that the nation's sordid history of slavery, segregation, and discrimination is embedded in our laws and continues to play a central role in preventing Black Americans and other marginalized groups from living lives untouched by racism. That's the definition, okay? So...
Wow.
We have a history, it's sordid, we have a slavery in our history, we have segregation, we have discrimination in our history, and those things, in fact, if you dig deep, you can see racism embedded in some of our laws, and in fact, they create obstacles for people of color at this time, Black, but now we're talking other marginalized groups that if we look at the systems of power in place, the systems of power that are in place actually delegitimize your ethnicity and then takes that away and puts that as a stumbling block. And maybe stumbling block is even too nice of a word to say this, but that an example, this comes out of law, right? Legal, like, okay, there is nothing controversial about looking at the practice of zoning cities did in the 20s, 30s, 40s called redlining. where they literally drew red lines around neighborhoods of where we would keep a certain group of people and where other groups of people were not allowed, particularly African Americans. Okay, so the fact that housing and the way housing comes forward legally is racist. It's an embedded racist practice. Are we going to argue with that?
No. In fact, I would say that racism is interwoven into the fabric of our society.
And that's why I wanted to make sure you got that t-shirt. Because
yeah.
Every time we talk, man, like it's crystal clear that you get this idea. The twisted part is how this is being presented to the world.
Right.
That this idea reached your ears as this really sinister, troubling thing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what
we're,
I
and we're
going
to get into that.
Yeah.
So Tom, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your
thank
listening
you.
Always out there, and we'll get that t-shirt out to you here. We got 2 minutes and not another caller though, right? Okay. So nobody else is out there going for that. I mean, I gave the definition, but again, even if you're not paying attention, you know, if you want to try your own to come at it, right?
And that's an interesting point
yeah.
because I think we're going to learn that people
a lot of people have the anti-definition.
A veritable bouquet of understanding
yeah.
of this idea.
Well, and
yeah.
it's we know why if we're kind of okay with it, but we don't know the real definition, we're going to kind of come at it like where Tom was. Well, we know why my neighbor hates it. We know why my neighbor's frightened, because they've heard about this reality of, oh, this is that, this is where we teach. And this is the part, right? Okay. This is a Marxist. In fact, it was I think it was CNN last night that did one of the, it was almost like an old John Stewart matchup of Marxist. Okay. So critical race theory, at least according to those that are frightened by it, by my neighbor, is a Marxist ideology that is meant to overthrow the government and replace white people and put them at a lower status.
And it's awfully telling, man.
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
like,
so...
oh, wait, so you're afraid of something
yeah,
happening
so,
to a group of people. Like, they understand what they're doing here.
It's, yeah, you know, and it's a Marxist ideology. If you disagree with Marxist ideology, though, call us 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, your neighbor is frightened of critical race theory. More when we get back.